بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد، الحمد لله. We are on part 35 concerning our spiritual discourses, and we are still discussing pride, modesty and humility. Allah revealed to Isa alayhi salam, when I give you wealth, I will give you in full if you accept it humbly. Kaab said, if Allah gives a man worldly wealth and if he expresses gratefulness for it to please Allah and become humble, he will give him his benefits in the world and will increase his rank in the akhirat. Hazrat Abdul Malik was asked, who is good? He said, that person who is modest in spite of his power, who gives up his low desires and who pardons in spite of his strength. The sage Ibn Samak went to Caliph Harun Rashid and said, O Commander of the Faithful, the modesty which you show in spite of your unsealed power is more honorable than the honor of your rulership. He said, what a good word you have said. Ibn Samak said, O Commander of the Faithful, if one who has been given by Allah the beauty of physique, the quality of modesty and wealth and prosperity, acquires the quality of fearing Allah, removes the wants of others by his wealth, and earns the attribution of modesty, his name is enrolled along with the friends of Allah in the special records of Allah. Then the Caliph kept these instructions written with his own hand. It was a habit of Hazrat Sulaiman that at dawn he received the rich and honorable persons, and then he took seats with the poor and said to them, he who is poor sits with the poor. How wonderful are these beautiful sayings explaining to us the importance of modesty, being with the poor, and the role of the wealth, and what the wealth should do to us, what power should do to us, what rulership should do to us, what position should do to us. All we learn from today's lesson. Allah revealed to Isa alayhi salam, when I give you wealth, I will give you in full if you accept it with humility. This even applies definitely today also, that when Allah is giving wealth, then accept it with humility. When Allah is giving anything to us, we accept it with humility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then increase it. Because a person is grateful, and when a person is grateful, Allah will give more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the grateful person. That's why Kaab said, if Allah gives a man worldly wealth and if he expresses gratefulness for it to please Allah and becomes humble, he will give him its benefit in the world and will increase his rank in the akhirat. That means when Allah gives, become humble. When Allah gives, become grateful. And when Allah gives, take into the humility pleasing Allah. And when this quality comes, and Allah will increase it and grant its benefit to a person in this world and increase the rank of that person in the akhirat. When a person knows how to use the wealth, and how does one use the wealth? By becoming charitable. When he knows this wealth which Allah has given me is a trust. When he knows this wealth Allah has given me is an amana. And he knows that Allah has given me to try me, to test me. And when he knows that Allah is watching, then he will be humble, modest, and he will help now. He'll help the poor, the destitute, and the wayfarer, and the orphan, and the widow. Now he will spend it where Allah loves that the servant must spend. And honestly, the more you give, the more you get. The more you help, the more you'll be helped. And the more you spend, the more Allah will pour to your coffers. Because the logic of Allah does not work how we feeble-minded people think. Know that we are giving from the treasures of Allah. From where that wealth came, more is there, much more is there, too much is there. Unlimited resources are there. So that is why when you give from the unlimited sources who gave you, then from the unlimited sources you will get again. And the secret of wealth is spending it. Because when a person spends it, then the wealth does not enter the heart. The significance of that wealth does not enter the heart. And when the significance of that wealth does not enter the heart, you are able to spend it, become generous and hospitable. Then Allah says, you pass the test, take more wealth, take much more. And if Allah wants to destroy you, then He'll give you and you'll become miser and you will not be happy. You'll find a person who is generous and hospitable. He's a well-wisher and a caretaker. He's smiling all the time. Why? Humility has come there. Hazrat Abdul Malik was asked, who is good? He said, that person who is modest in spite of his power, who gives up his low desires, and who pardons in spite of his strength. See, three things Abdul Malik is saying here. That a person is modest in spite of his power. Why? Because when a person gets power, seat, position, status, then he becomes like a tyrant. You'll find, unfortunately, a person, once he gets power, then he feels that no one is like him. And this is so dangerous and detrimental to a person, because power makes a person drunk. And a person having a lot of power, he gets proportionally drunk. And proportionally he loses modesty and humility, and proportionately he becomes proud. So we have to be extremely cautious about this, because power leads to corruption. And power leads to a person hankering after fame, glory. And a person wants fame and glory, loses track of justice and fair play. Who gives up his low desires. When a person has got wealth, and this wealth here, especially when it has come from haram sources, then it will go where? To satisfy the lust, the passion, drugs, dancing, music, sin, transgression, disobedience, going to the wrong places, prostitution, massage parlors, gambling, womanizing, alcoholism, drinking wine, all wrong things will happen. Why? Because especially if that money is haram, then the person will become power crazy and he'll follow his low desires. Low desires means a person is now loose now. He's like a loose cannon. He'll do anything, anytime. And shaitan wants to mislead that person. So that person will do all forms of strength. And who pardons in spite of his strength? A person, inshallah, if he's got modesty, he'll have humility. And he will know that, listen, I am a sinner myself. And Allah is forgiving me all the time. So if someone does wrong to him, he'll overlook, he'll forgive. Although he's got the power, the might, and he's got the ability to take action, but he will do nothing. He will forgive. And this is an extremely good quality. The pious Ibn Samak went to Khalifa Harun Rashid and said, O Commander of the Faithful, the modesty which you show in spite of your power is more honorable than the honor of your rulership. What he's telling Harun Rashid, the Khalifa, that this modesty is better than your power of rulership. Can you imagine how powerful, strong, valuable, and what the status of modesty is? That he's telling him, see, this modest quality of modesty you got is more powerful than the power you wield and you hold and you sway because of your khalifat, because of your rulership. He said, Harun Rashid said, what a good word you have said. Ibn Samak said, O Commander of the Faithful, if one of you has been given by Allah the beauty of physique, the quality of modesty and wealth and prosperity requires the quality of fearing Allah, removes the wants of others by his wealth and earns the attribute of modesty, his name is written with the friends of Allah in the special record of Allah. So what is, despite having beauty of physique and all this, and despite having wealth, when you spend it, then Allah is so happy when you have the quality of what? Fearing Allah. And then with the wealth, he removes the want of others. Then when you do this, you fear Allah and you remove the wants of Allah, then what will happen? The quality of modesty and attributes of modesty will come into a person. And then what will happen? His name will be written with the awliya Allah. That means this quality of modesty is so great, and this quality of spending unto Allah is so great, that a person's name will be written with the waliyas of Allah. The Khalif had these words written, these instructions written with his own hands. Why he can keep on reminded that modesty, in it lies success. In helping the poor, the wayfarer, lies success. In fearing Allah lies success. And if you look at this, when a person has the quality of fearing Allah, he's not going to do something contrary to the commands and injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was the habit of Hazrat Sulaiman that at dawn he received the rich and the honorable persons. And then he took the seat with the poor and said to them, he who sits with the poor, he who is poor sits with the poor. What a beautiful saying, that he who is poor sits with the poor. That is why you'll see that the hadiths are clear concerning invitations, especially of walima, etc., setting a rule for us that when it comes to festival time, when it comes to times of happiness and comes to time of delight and joy, then do not forget to invite the poor and the downtrodden, the have-nots. And see that Sulaiman, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, he wants to be with the poor. That is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not opt for kingship, but he opted for servitude. And he opted to be with the poor. And every Nabi was sided by the poor. And every person who does not link himself to the poor, the needy, is not a happy person. He becomes proud and arrogant. A person who cannot interact with the poor something is wrong with his iman, and quality of modesty has left that person. May Allah save us. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.